Power Hour.
It's the what?
Power Hour.
It's the who?
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the what?
Power Hour.
It's the who?
Power Hour. Every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you. Precept upon precept, line upon line, the script say with the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power, it's the what?
Power, power,
it's the who?
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power,
it's the what?
Power, power,
it's the who?
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power,
it's the what?
Power, power,
it's the who?
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power,
it's the what?
Power, power,
it's the who?
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Shalom, shalom, welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black Biblical Topics. I'm Captain Yahshua.
Shalom, happy Sabbath, Captain Aparra.
Shalom, Most High in Christ bless, Captain Amariah.
Shalom, this is Captain Arulai.
Captain Arulai.
Captain Arulai.
Hello, he's in the building.
Yeah, the gang's train just came through.
The gang's train.
I'm working, I'm building. I ain't there yet.
You gotta eat more.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
You gotta eat more. I'm sure you're putting in the work, you gotta eat more. Yeah, have a bag of nuts.
Damn.
No, don't eat my nuts, I'm kidding. That's mine, there's only a little bit left.
Make sure they're gluten-free.
Yeah, yeah, we also got Zeph, the producer, Israelite CEO, sitting over there on the side. All right.
He's an Israelite CEO.
Israelite CEO sitting there on the side. Yeah, IRC of LA in the house. All praises. They out here visiting, checking things out. All right. We're going to jump right in. We're continuing on with our series on the agents of socialization, dealing with sociology. This all falls under what you read in Psalms 83 with crafty counsel. People think crafty counsel, the biggest crafty counsel was obviously the slave trade, right?
Right.
This is what set everything off. It was the reset for our people because we couldn't read
right.
in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the last straw of shaving off the remnants of whatever identity we had of ourselves. And it was very effective. But they said, hey, we got to keep this thing going, right? And kind of the weeks before we started this show, we were talking about the Willie Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Different ways they could do that and how it really is in effect today. It's funny, there's some criticism of Willie Lynch from, I learned a new term today. I was looking for an opportunity to use it. And I'm about to sway into that.
Oh, I know what you're
talking term.
About. Those.
I've been to that, drop that act for like a month now.
Those are some white fragility.
There it is. There it is.
White fragility. And we need to – I want to read that thing exactly how it shows up.
I actually had to repent because that's been on the 15 Minutes Captain's page for like a month, right? And I was like, oh, this definitely is really – I'm taking daily bread, and I think I'm going to say it.
I wasn't sure how it was going to be. I was going to be able to bring it up. So white fragility, and if you want to look up the look up white fragility definition, all right? And it'll be the first thing that pops up, and I'm going to read it. So you got some people of the white fragility ilk who try to say that the Willie Lynch thing wasn't real, like it was a fictitious thing. Even if it was, and he was never a real person, the thought process behind all of that is too intense, it's too focused, it's too accurate to say that it wasn't applied. So maybe there wasn't a guy named William Lynch that gave a speech in the Caribbean, right, because they say that's where it started with the Caribbean slaves, but I guarantee you this manifesto was written on how to subject our people.
And then that, and thus, white fragility is very much alive and well today because of it.
So white fragility is discomfort and defensiveness on the part of a white person when confronted by information about racial inequality and injustice.
Hey, Cap, those words were put on paper. By someone.
By
it came
someone.
Out of somebody's mind.
Right,
mind.
Right, right.
No matter who it was, it could have been his pen name. How many people write a book about a different
his
name?
His soul is not upright in him.
Right.
And the fact that somebody did it goes to show you that, right? So
it was William or Bill or Billy or whoever
right,
it was.
Right. I'll tell you that, but it's like you could do a whole topic on white fragility. Just Google it. There's like articles upon articles of it. And white fragility and white supremacy, mutually exclusive, do go hand in hand.
You got to put in that white guilt because that's what we're talking about, right?
I don't want to say that. Well, they don't. Let me say this. They don't feel guilt. They don't feel remorse.
You know what? Every time they look at America and look at their property and look at their success, mm-hmm. did they feel guilty?
Well, no. I
they feel guilty. They would get back.
I think Captain Arnold was talking about the Christian apologetics. They appear to be like have that. They have that goodness.
Yeah, because
it's really white fragility because they get.
Yeah, that's that white guilt, like meaning. Whenever you they understand that what they did and what they did to enslave us, right? But when it comes to fixing or anything like that, they don't really want to fix it. You know that white guilt over their head, that slavery. That's why they feel like
you're opening up like a whole big thing right. there because yeah, your right. common layperson that you deal with, they got no power to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Thing going back to Psalms 83 was done through a confederacy, starting with so, but every nation was confederate with. Right, including Ishmael, because I know sometimes people are like, oh, Ishmael, whatever. Even me, to some extent, you know, I've brought out that, you know, the Most High don't last them as much as other nations in there. But understand that they were confederate with against us
as
well.
Yeah, for sure.
They were on board with hiding our true identity as well. But my point was, right, so this comfort, defensiveness, you know, some people will come up and try to say, well, this isn't accurate or that's inaccurate because of that. And this show will not be about that. We're dealing with agents of socialization. But I bring that out to say sociology is a byproduct of that confederacy from Psalms 83. And slavery was the ultimate to keep us hidden. And how you continue to perpetuate. Because remember, they understand the scriptures. And they knew that Elijah come again and bring this to remembrance. So they said, how do we stop this? They said, how do we stop this, right? Because at some point, all things are going to be brought to their remembrance. They're going to bethink themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had hundreds and hundreds of years to kind of hone this. And they're ahead of the curve. As these things comes out, as technology comes out, they jump on it. Well, how can we utilize this to continue this crafty counter that we started?
Since Christ walked through it, understood that. That's when those unclean beasts or those unclean spirits came out of those men. They asked Christ, will you begin to torment us before the time?
Right.
They knew that their expiration date started thousands of years ago. So like you said, they had to be in front of the power curve.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's one of the reasons how they live their life the way they live it?
As far as
it's like YOLO, like they rob, they steal, they murder, they take what it's like.
Oh, well, remember, it says that they're full of pomp. So they believe that they can, you know, be equal with the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
They've set themselves up as the Most High. They have the audacity to put their image and everything. So they see themselves as God. They absolutely do.
That's what they say. Who seeth this?
Yeah. Right. Who seeth us, right? So real quick, agents of socialization, we'll reemphasize what exactly that means. And it says, as we have seen, the culture of the United States is defined by rather gradual movements from one stage of socialization to the next. The continuing and lifelong socialization process, so it's a continuing and lifelong, meaning at any point you can change the identity of yourself or be susceptible to it being changed. Last week we spoke about
mm-hmm.
the pollution of this world, and mass media and technology is a big part of that, right? So it says, continuing a life socialization process involves many different social forces. And keeping on that word, forces. So these things that we've been going over with the school system, with the peer group, right? Like I said, we're going to say family for last because they say it's the most important agent of socialization. But mass media technology. These are social forces to enact their crafty counsel against us and the whole world because – listen, it's kind of a need-to-know basis, this understanding. And this is why I say the lower echelon that, you know, when you made the comment about, and I get what you were trying to say, but they can't change anything because they're not in any type of position to get change. they're a byproduct of what we put out as well. While this, understand its main intent of anything that we put out, all to the end that we should forget the laws, right? Just like we read in, like you read in First Maccabees, one of my favorites that I often bring out on the show, First Maccabees, I believe it's 41 down to 57, and it speaks of, should be one people, we should all be, you know, leave our religions, leave our customs, and do all that. And you see that very much in this day and age. And one of the biggest differences between now and even 10 years ago is the explosion of social media that we have, right? So we're going to segue into that social force. It almost, in my opinion, while it falls under mass media and technology, it needs its own thing, right? And it says the family is the most important agent of socialization in the United States, especially for children. And I would say this book was written from a perspective of the United States. It's not just the most important in the United States. Family is the most important, period.
Mm-hmm.
In this chapter, that says they're going to discuss the other six agents, right? So it says you have the school, which we've gone over, the peer group, we went over. Now we're discussing mass media and technology and all the things that fall under that. The workplace, religion, and then the state, which is the role the government plays in that stuff, right? And they're going to, it's actually a whole chapter on religion, which with society's norm or whatever, which we will probably, when we religion, will probably, that'll be a deeper show and that'll kind of branch off into other things. Remember, we were doing a series at one time going over the different denominations.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll kind mm-hmm. of, be along that vein of that sort of thing. So, social media, all right? I want to go ahead and post this stuff, so I'm going to open it up if you guys want to just give your thoughts on social media. Like, you know, like I know we all utilize it to some extent for different things and different reasons. We're going to talk about how it's an agent of socialization and how it affects us. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean whether it's good or bad, because social media can be used for good,
mm-hmm.
right? As we do in pushing the truth and doing things like that. But it also has, in its many mediums and forms, the ability to be destructive to our people and our identity as the self. So I'm going to go ahead and post some links. If you guys want to say some stuff and jump on it, go right ahead.
Yeah, give me Proverbs 20:24 real quick, please. One of the captains.
There it is.
Did you share the link, the Block Talk link on Facebook? I don't see it. Should I refresh?
Because, like Cap said, it's, you know, it's used for good and bad.